are you, Emma?
I'm all right, mate. I'm calm. Joe very kindly got me some water for when I sat down. I was just saying I was 10 days late for my own birth, and I've never been late for anything else since. So it's a real bugbear. But traffic lights be traffic lights. What can we do?
Yes. So you're Basildon, born, yes, brought up in Billericay, proper local girl.
Yes.
And now author as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. My first book, The Walk, came out last July. So it's been out for about 7 months now. I can't believe where the time's gone, actually.
7 months already?
Yeah,
goodness,
yeah. It's been out for 7 whole months. And I don't know officially, because I've not had the statement yet of how well it's done, but feedback has been lovely. Lots of reviews keep popping up on Goodreads and Amazon and stuff. And just knowing that people are out there like enjoying it and sending me little messages saying, oh, I loved your book, by the way. It's lovely. It's everything I ever dreamed.
Obviously, I know you've been in. I know everything about the book. But if someone's listening and hasn't heard about the book, can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, of course. So The Walk is set in 1979 in Ireland, where I lived for a little while. And it's all about the mother and baby homes, the forced adoption scandal. If anyone listening enjoyed the BBC's Woman in the Wall at the end of last year, this is your book. You'll like this. It's all very much to do with the same subject. It follows two young girls who find themselves pregnant, unmarried, and no idea what to do. And it continues from 1979 right the way through 2012. So it's a big, big family saga. Lots of characters, lots of mums. A big network recent review came out, which was absolutely lovely, and she called it a network of mothers. And
I love
that. And actually, that's very true. When I think about it, it's about motherhood and love. It's a book about love in all its forms.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard of it, do go and find it somewhere, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book. It actually enlightens you to everything, as well as like the characters you fall in love with anyway, don't you? Do you know what I mean? But it actually highlights the plight of out of wedlock mothers. So there was an awful lot of work you had to do to research all this as well, and it must have been really quite hard stuff that you're looking through as well. So
yeah, it was. I don't even know how many hundreds of pages of documents, of government documents. I read journalism, I read memoirs, I read interviews from survivors, and it was not. It's really weird. People say, "Oh, did you enjoy writing the book?" It's like, well, yes, but it was very, very emotional, very emotional journey. I'm glad I had my child after. I'm glad I wrote the book first and then had my child, because I don't think I could write it now.
Yeah, it'd have been too draining for you then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And actually, it's funny now because, I mean, not funny, you know what I mean? It's interesting now because my daughter now is 18 months old and I wrote the book before she was born. It just took a long time to get it published. And the initial, which you'll read about in the book, it focuses on one specific home, which was Bessborough outside of Cork City in Ireland. And in the first few decades of it being there, it was basically a prison. They took these women in, girls in some cases, children, and kept them. They made them stay for 3 years after the birth. So if you count for the pregnancy as well, you're looking at 3.5 to 4 years, ultimately. And it means handing over a fully fledged three-year-old child, not just a baby you've had for 2 or 3 weeks. Not that that is in any way, you know, like that's okay, but you know what I mean? 3 years, and Melody's 18 months now, and I'm thinking, all the time I've had with her, that again, and then you'd have to let them go.
Yeah.
It is a pain and a disgrace beyond anything we can imagine.
Because the first time, like you were talking about it, I remember it quite moving me, and I can remember really researching on it myself as well. And when you get into it, I really don't know how you researched for that book, because all the details that you've got within that as well, if anybody actually went through that, they will be able to actually see that, yes, you know what you're talking about. Essentially,
yeah, that was really
well.
Important, so, really important to me, that it was not like drama for drama's sake. It's like it had to be bang on and everything. And I read the memoirs that I read, if they described the building, I wrote it down, I drew it out to make sure that, like, if they said the dining room was at the end of the corridor, then in the book, the dining room's at the end of the corridor. Like, that had to be perfect.
It was important to you just to make sure.
But I used to be a journalist, so I'm used to researching. Sure. So that, you know, that
makes
bit was
sense.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, because listen, since the release though, you've been so busy.
Yes.
Because it's not just releasing the book and that's it. You sit back and then just like wait for the reviews. You have to go out and actually start promoting it as well.
Yeah.
That's been fun though for you,
right?
Oh,
it's been wonderful. Yeah, it's been great. I'm very lucky because I actually work at the University of Essex at the Southend campus. I have a day job, lads, because there's not much money in books. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There might be.
Might
still
be.
Wait to find out. But that's been really lovely because all of my colleagues keep telling people, and occasionally I get students come in and say, oh, I heard you wrote a book. And I'm like, who'd you hear that from? And they're like, oh, my head, of course. And they're just telling everybody. And then somebody came in and said, oh, my mum loved your book. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Wow. So that's a lovely big network of people to utilize and say, oh, you know, do this. But yeah, I've had I had a couple of events. I did a wonderful event with some other authors at Le Petit Petanque in Southend, which is a French restaurant in collaboration with Books on Sea, which is a fabulous independent bookshop in Southend. If you're ever in Southend, fabulous. That was, so there was three of us authors that did. Yes, that was really, really good. So that was fun. And I've been doing book groups as well, which has been really nice. So people that are in reading clubs and book clubs that have chosen, I've said, if you're in Essex and anyone listening, if you are in a book club and you are relatively local to me, I would be happy to come along and join your book club for the evening if you choose the walk. And it's been lovely. I've gone to some beautiful homes and eaten all their little snacks and drunk all their flavoured water and answered all their questions. And it's just, but what's been wonderful about that is the people come up with things that I don't think I even thought of, or they have, and they've said, oh, did you mean to do this? And I think, yes, I did. Thank you for noticing. And either way, it's really validating as a writer to kind of produce this thing that people like, which is, you know, just the greatest feeling ever. But also they've become fascinated and intrigued, and they've then said, oh, you know what, I read that other one, I read the memoir, I read this, I read that. So it's lovely to know there are other authors that are now, that I'm able to help, like you know, that my book has led readers to their book, and hopefully, you know, readers of their books will come to mine. And it's all, it's a lovely little world to be part of.
It's amazing. For all writing that book, you're then going into, literally into people's homes as well, sometimes as
Yeah, so lovely.
That's amazing.
Been enjoying that.
Yeah, the feedback. Like you say, it's all the details that you're getting back. So all this, because all the time that you spend writing a book and putting all the details in, you must be fighting against yourself sometimes, thinking, is anybody going to notice that anyway? Is there a point to me doing that? Is that kind of the thing you're thinking when you're writing sometimes?
Yes, and just a constant, like, you know, will this even be published? Will anyone even take this? Because it took 2.5 years to sign up from first sending it out to getting a publishing deal. It was a very, very long journey. It's really, it's not for the faint of heart at all. It's horrendous. Anything creative, you know, if you want to be a performer or a musician or anything like that, it's so hard to get anywhere. But it was it was lovely to, I tell you what really was amazing, this happened recently. So this book, my book, The Walk, it started because of some fantastic journalism by Deirdre Finity, who interviewed three women, and she has since written a book, and I think it's called like Three Women, Three Lives, something like that. And she interviewed these women, and one of them was called Bridget, and there is a Bridget in my book which I named after this very brave woman, Bridget, who went to Bessborough. And I have found her and her daughter on Twitter. She's very public about it. She very tragically lost her son in Bessborough because he wasn't given the treatment that he needed and that he deserved. And he would have very easily lived if he'd just been given this medical treatment that so many children and mothers were denied there. And I've found them on Twitter. It's called X now. excuse me, Mr. Musk. But I found them and they've read it and they enjoyed it and they reached out. And I cannot, if I find out I've sold 100 copies and that's it, I never sell another one, knowing that that lovely woman who inspired this with her bravery because she spoke to a journalist and got it all out there, she's read it. It means the world to me. I cannot tell you.
You feel like you come full circle, really, as well. Yeah, you seem really, really happy
as
well.
I am happy.
It's just like, I mean, there's still so much work as well to get out to spread the word as well, right? And we'll be talking about events and stuff coming up soon as well. But what advice would you give to kind of inspire someone that may be sitting at home thinking, oh, I've got a story in me, but I just, I don't know how to start?
Oh, well, start. I know it sounds easy, but just write anything. It doesn't have to be good. No one has to see it. Just do it. Just sit down, take some time for yourself. And if you have children and responsibilities, I feel for you because people keep saying to me all the time, you're gonna write another one. I'm like, sure, I just need my toddler to grow up first. You know, I know how hard it is, but just try and find a little window of time to just write anything, any old garbage, just get going. And eventually the good words, what you want, will come. And, you know, and read. That's the best advice that I can give to a writer is read. Oh, my goodness. Like, you will find your own voice so much if you just absorb as much reading as you can. I'm sure the only reason that I've written a book is because I've read about 20,000 in my lifetime. I just never stopped. So yeah, that, and don't give up, because it is, like I was saying, you know, it took 2.5 years. It's really difficult. I've actually, now that I think about it, I wrote a blog post quite recently, and it was called 5 Big Mistakes I Made Trying to Get Published. So if you Google me and go to my little website, there is a blog post on there which will tell you all the things not to do. A big one being, for God's sake, do your research. Do your research. Like, don't be stupid like I was. And write these cover letters and think, I'm pretty sure that's what it was called, because I guarantee that wasn't what it was called, whatever it was you're saying. Just Google it first. Just check. For God's sake, do your research.
Treble check everything.
Treble check.
Put it down.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, right. What we're going to do, we're going to play Busted, and then we're going to come back just before the end of the hour to find out about your events, what you've got coming up. But I think Charlie out of Busted, his voice has got better. Emma Marnes is in the studio. Do you agree, Emma?
I do, actually. Do you know what? My husband loves Busted.
Oh, really?
He loves them, and he loves McFly. He is like, not to, you know, he's off that era. He's like 3 years younger than me, but yeah, he loves them. So he's probably listening, and he's probably thrilled.
For McBusted, especially. I should have played McBusted instead for him then,
maybe
really.
Next time. Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes just before we go up to news. I'm going to get you to come back after news. So I want you to read an insert as well from the book, because it is a wonderful book. So it's giving somebody a taster of actually what the book's about as well. But just before then, you've got an event coming up just up the road in Southend.
Yes. So Southend's biggest library, the Forum, which is an incredible building, not just a library, that's what they like to say about themselves, and they're absolutely right. They do wonderful things there. They are hosting a series of author events, and I'm opening it. I'm first on the 2nd of March, Saturday the 2nd of March at 2 o'clock until 3:30. I will be there, and I will do a lovely talk about the history around the book and all about the book and about my sort of journey as a writer, I suppose, and there'll be time for questions, and I will sign books, and I will sell books as well if anyone's not got one yet, and it's completely free, so which is even better. So you need to book a ticket on Eventbrite, or you can go into the library if you don't fancy doing the online thing, but yeah, that is next Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Forum in Southend, a free author event.
So I love that. Excited. So there'll be other authors there as well.
Yes, yeah, there's a whole series up until June, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got some fantastic children's writers and non-fiction writers and romance writers, and it's going to be a really great series. Yeah,
something for everyone.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, but come to mine first, and then
I'm going to have to put my diary in a minute. And like, oh yeah, of course you've got to be there. What time was it again?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. You're the first one on. Yeah. And obviously, sort of like this is obviously going out live, but it will also be up on the website probably on Monday morning as well. So all the links will be there. Lovely. Now, listen, we're coming up to the top of the hour, Emma. I can talk to you for hours, literally. But I want you to read some an insert from your book. But we won't do it now because we haven't got the time. So what I'm going to do, we're going to just keep chatting until the news in about 50 seconds, and then we'll come back with a track, and then, because I just love the way you read the book as well. I remember last time I had to sort of quickly gulp. So all that is coming up after 4 o'clock. I can't believe it's Friday. I still can't believe it's 2024, to be fair.
It's March next week. Did you know that? I didn't authorise that, did you?
No.
Hang on. Happened.
No, but it's a good thing, because you are an event in March.
I am. And two book clubs.
There
well,
you go,
so,
yeah, on the 2nd of March. Anyway, we're coming up now to the news. Join us back here after 5 with more Emma Marnes. Welcome back. Jason Mraz with I Feel Like Dancing. We've still got Emma Marnes, local author of The Walk, in the studio. And I asked her to stick around. I hope you don't mind, Emma.
Not at all.
Because want you to read just a little bit from your book. What part are you reading?
I'm actually going to start with the prologue. And the reason I'm doing that, Joe Bailey, prologue skipper, she's just informed me, is there's a debate on Twitter/X at the moment about whether people skip prologues or not. So if, dear listeners, you are prologue skippers, I'm going to read you my prologue, and hopefully it will bring you back to the light side of reading the prologues properly.
I can't believe you outed me, Emma.
Well, this is the prologue to The Walk. It was almost the very height of the Irish summer, so it was a gleaming and warm day when Mari finally returned to Bessborough. She remembered how much she used to love Cork years ago when she was a child. Just the sound of the word used to make her skin prickle with anticipation and joy. Mari used to love the summer too, but not now, not anymore. Today she walked the uneven pavement she'd seen just once before, and not well, as it had been dark then. She watched her shadow march ignorantly ahead, feeling desperately that she was approaching the worst place on earth with no obvious alternative. but at least Mari knew that this was the last time she would ever come here. She didn't really want to take this in, bank it in her mind for drawing up again later. She never wanted to think about this again, and she assumed Alva would feel the same once they finally saw each other. The sun was starting to burn the back of her neck. The ponytail had been a mistake. Oh, she used to love Cork. She didn't want to remember this. All was ruined now. Mari shivered. Despite the sun, she felt cold. She felt cold run to her bones as she approached the gates. Her fingers trembled as they gripped the handle of her suitcase. She didn't have a suitcase last time and now felt like it was an extra awkward part of her. Goosebumps spread over her body as she recognised those unbearable gates from before, towering and unfriendly, attached to great stone pillars. Mari closed her eyes and hoped they'd disappear. She thought of the last time she'd seen them, through hurried torchlight in the darkness, clinking and creaking like the gates to a horrifying castle with all manner of demons within. Opening her eyes, she squinted through the iron filigree to the driveway beyond, a long and sweeping avenue. On a beautiful day like today, it looked like it could have been pleasant. There were trees, well-groomed gardens, and roses even. She couldn't see anything that resembled a building or a house, even in the furthest distance. Bessborough, whatever people chose to describe it as, was extremely well hidden. She creaked open the gates, no padlock this time, and started up the pathway. She walked what would have been Alva's very route. She passed the trees, she passed a small lake, she passed the rose bushes. Alva must have been terrified. Actually, no, Mari thought as she pressed on without looking around for fear of slowing down. That wasn't right at all. Alva was never afraid of anything. But what she must have been thinking. Mari couldn't imagine. She herself had been so lucky, so incredibly lucky, and she'd never forget that. Alva wasn't as fortunate as Mari was, not then and not ever. She hoped there wouldn't be a scene, in and out, back at these gates with Alva in tow in just a few minutes. In a few more minutes, they'd be together again. Mari sped up. The silence and the beauty of the place made her feel inexplicably sick, even just the sight of the pretty roses. But Mari assumed whatever Alva had endured here, she had been brave. Alva was always brave. So Mari was going to be brave now.
I don't want you to stop. I do not want you to stop. Oh, my goodness. So that is the walk.
That's the walk. That's the prologue of the walk. Yes.
I will never skip a prologue.
Thank you.
Again. All right. Emma, that's just, wow. Oh, yeah. Just, I could listen to, Have you got on? I can't even speak now. This is my job and I can't speak. I don't suppose there is anywhere where you've got that online for an audio.
Oh, do you know, I would love to. But it's, I didn't realise this because I thought maybe the publisher will be like, yeah, let's do an audio book. But you kind of, as the author, have to, or maybe like big publishers will, but might have a small indie press. I have to kind of do it, fund it and record it. But I do, I know a guy who is on board, but it would be, you know, it's a big outlay. But it I would love to for, you know, for people that can't see or people that just love to have audiobooks instead. I would love to. It's on my list for sure. Absolutely on my list.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Because you've got the perfect voice for it as well. So listen, I just want to ask you one question as well, because I had this from Sarah and I forgot to ask you just before the last hour. What's the most important characteristic really in a character that you feel you need to put in to be able to grab a reader?
Complexity.
Okay, yeah.
It's no good just being a nice person or like a standard villain, bad guy. None of my villains are villains. Yeah. None of my nice people are 100% nice. And I think that's true of any good book. You need, I like my bad guys to be bad guys, to be fair. Like, I like my villains to be villains, but you need
layers. Yeah.
Something beyond that. Why are they so nice? Why are they so wicked? That's what you need.
Lovely. Mm. There you go, Sarah. Your answer.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Question is answered. Right. So again, your upcoming event is just up the road in Southend on the 2nd of March at
2 o'clock in the Forum.
Brilliant stuff. Now I've got a quick fire round just before you go.
Fun.
So I know you've got to go because the baby's in the car. She's obviously not on her own.
Not alone. No.
Obviously no. But I'm going to do a quick fire round. Here we go. We've got no background music, just for a bit of fun, just to get to know a little bit more. Okay, so you can only choose one. Mm-hmm. You ready? You can either listen to Britney Spears or Take That.
Britney Spears.
Oh, good. You can invite one famous person to dinner. Who would it be?
Emma Thompson.
Oh, love that one. Can I come? favourite author?
Jonas Jonasson.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the most important one and the last one. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
There we go. Brilliant stuff.
Without a moment's hesitation, yes.
So, Emma, where can we find you online?
I am pretty much everywhere. At Emma Marnes or at Emma Marnes the author on Twitter/X, Facebook, Instagram. I have a little blog, working on a website that's coming. And on Goodreads and Amazon. And I have author profiles on both of those places. So if you want to leave a review or ask a question, you can contact me there as well.
Brilliant stuff. Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jo. It's been a joy. Love that.
You'll have to come back soon.
I will, I promise.
Okay, then.
I'll be on time as well.
Great stuff. Now, here's the New Radicals. You get what you give. Again, Emma, thank you.
Thank you.